You are Locked On Syracuse, your daily podcast on the Syracuse Orange, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome on in. It's your Thursday Locked On Syracuse podcast. Tyler Aki, Tim Leonard. We're back with Kevin Belby, part two of our conversation where we're talking all things Boeheim's Army. So we're going to get into a little bit more of the Adam Weitzman conversation, also some of the players that we didn't hit on yesterday. We're going to go in depth with Kevin about Kiefer Sykes and Tyrese Rice. So be sure to hit that subscribe button if you are new to the show. We're going to be talking Boeheim's Army. So if you are a Boeheim's Army super fan, you got to subscribe to the show. Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, be sure to hit that subscribe button. Also, if you are on Apple, leave us a review. We'd love to read it on the show because anytime we get a review in, we always read it for you here on the Locked On Syracuse podcast. Also, find us on Twitter at @LO_Syracuse. And make sure you're following us because we're putting out content all summer long, whether it's Boeheim's Army, getting ready for football that's right around the corner, basketball stuff, new addition to the schedule. So we'll talk about Colgate on tomorrow's show. Also, Tim and I want to be the most followed college Locked On Twitter account. So we've got some ground to make up on schools like Iowa. So get on that. I know Syracuse fans, you always show out on these Twitter polls for Carmelo Anthony, making him the best ACC player of all time. So go follow us. Make us the most followed Locked On Twitter account. Hit that follow button. And you're going to get great Syracuse content along the way as well. So let's get into it now with Kevin Belby. Part two, we're talking all things Boeheim's Army right now.
So I'm curious, as the GM, how much of the roster construction do you focus on positions and making sure you get X amount of guards, X amount of forwards, or even like, for example, Pascal Chukwu was on the roster this year. Mm-hmm. Do you go into it and think, wow, it'd be really nice to have a 7-foot center on the roster? And has your theory on that evolved at all over the years of doing this?
I think it's kind of like if you think about, you know, your fantasy football team, you know, early on in your draft, if you're like me, you're just trying to get the best player available for the most part, right? Maybe you have a theory that, you know, you want to draft running backs early or wide receivers early, but for the most part, you're taking the best guy. You know, and then later on in the later rounds, you realize, oh, I don't have a tight end yet, right? So, like, for us, it's trying to, at first, just get the best possible people. And then we kind of, like, take a step back and say, okay, like, is this lineup balanced enough? You know, do we need another ball handler? Do we need another guy on the wing who can do, you know, the dirty work or a little bit of help inside? So there's not, honestly, I guess it sounds bad, but it's not meant that way. Like, there's not a ton of thought at first in terms of, like, because the perfect roster on paper is not going to be the one that, you know, I put together, hey, this is a kind of a dream roster every summer, like, you know, what it would look like perfectly, but that's not life. So kind of scratch guys off and then go to the next guy on the list and
kind of Carmelo says no, and then you move on to the next guy, right?
Unfortunately, yeah.
You've brought up his name a couple times here, but Adam Weitzman and how much he's meant to this whole operation and the support that he's brought. I mean, you look at him on Instagram and you just check his comments. You check some of the people that like his posts, some of the people that he's taken pictures with. Like, are we going to see the Pauls at this thing in Peoria supporting the team? Like, how much has Adam Weitzman and what exactly does he do for this entire operation?
Well, listen, I mean, if the Pauls are there, I mean, we might have to have a fight. I mean, I'm a big Conor McGregor guy. He's been kind of slandering, you know, Jake Paul's been slandering my guy. But, you know, I think that, like, all of that is a testament to just, I think, him and the relationships that he has. You know, it's not phony that, you know, Jake Paul or Tom Brady or Masvidal or, you know, Julian Edelman, Jimmy Fallon, whatever. You can kind of go down the list. You know, I think these people everybody wants to be friends with Tom Brady. I want to be friends with Tom Brady. You know what I mean? Even if I'm not a Patriots fan, I'm a Giants fan. So, but when you treat people a certain way and you achieve, I think, certain things in life, people gravitate to you. And I think what he's done is become a mentor for a lot of people, you know, a friend, but also a mentor. And, you know, he's very open about the things that he's gone through in his life, good and bad, you know, like all of us have. And, you know, if he can kind of share that with people, that's great. Like, I think that you know, CJ Fair is a great example of somebody that I really wanted to play this year. I think that he's a perfect glue guy at SU. He could be your leading scorer, or he could, you know, come off the bench earlier on in his career and just do the dirty work. And that's kind of what you need in TBT. And he's got, you know, he's a family now and a wife and kids. But, you know, having Adam involved, he was like, that's really cool. Like, Adam wasn't around when CJ played. And I think he wants to get to know, you know, Adam and, you know, certainly help close the deal and, put the icing on the cake for guys like DJ Kennedy and DeAndre Kane to come and play. So all of that is not a coincidence. So it's exciting to have him. And I mean, Coach Boeheim is obviously, he's involved. Like there's, his name is on our jersey. I had to ask him permission for him 7 years ago. I only asked him once. I don't ask him every year, but he's, he's a huge fan. I don't think there's anything that he loves more than coming to one of our practices and watching and actually seeing some of the guys make the same mistakes that they did when they were in college. Cause now he can kind of like laugh. It's not his problem anymore. He doesn't need to worry about them doing it against Georgetown, you know, on a Big East Monday. He kind of gets entertainment out of it, but you know, obviously that connection with him and Adam has made everything natural. And again, we've done everything we can to make this the summer of Boeheim's Army. And I feel incredibly confident that in our preparation of that. And I appreciate Adam for making the sacrifices to want to be part of it and wanting to bring it back. It's not about him. It's about the guys and it's about the community. And again, we want to win this, bring this back to Syracuse next summer, defend our championship in the brand new Carrier Dome.
That'd be awesome.
Hey, the NBA Finals, they're in full swing right now, and there's only one place to bet on all your sports action. It is betonline.ag. Along with the basketball, you've also got some baseball going on right now as well. After the All-Star break, you can get in some divisional bets, all that good stuff. And you got to do it on betonline.ag. Head on over to your laptop or your phone and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information, including ours, because we've got a promo code for you. Use the code LOCKEDON. That's all one word, locked on, and you will get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get into the action. Head on over to the website and use that promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Your online sportsbook experts.
We've talked about the overseas elite guys. I think they kind of, their accolades speak for themselves, but you also had Tyrese Rice and Kiefer Sykes this year. I remember Tyrese Rice from BC days, and he was an unreal scorer in the ACC. What specifically in those two guys appealed to you, and what type of players are they?
I really hope that when you watch our games this summer, Tim, I'm assuming you won't be there in person, but if you watch on TV, that you wear your Tyrese Rice headband.
Yeah, you really do listen. Wow.
Yeah. Now, my assistant just transcribes it for me, and then, you know, I'm just kidding. I keep listening. Look, those are two guys that we haven't had players like that. You know, I've always really, really, just being candid, wanted Tyler Ennis to play in this thing because, you know, watching him at Syracuse, he was an 18-year-old kid that played the game like a 38-year-old veteran. You know, he just was always in control, always I'll just leave it at that, always in control. You know, always in control of the offense, putting guys in spots to succeed. We haven't had those type of, you know, playmakers. We've had different types of guards in the past. You know, I think the best – true point guard we've had is a non-Cuse guy as well, Willie Dean, the first 2 years we did it, who went to Purdue. And, you know, those two guys are going to bring scoring, going to bring playmaking, going to bring leadership, going to bring toughness. And, you know, I think that Tyrese Rice might be the best point guard in the tournament. I think that Kiefer Sykes might be the second best. I mean, these guys are really good, really dynamic, and really quick. Like they have everything you want in that position. And I think in the past, we haven't had guys like that who could just take the reins and lead us at that spot in a way where, yeah, Andrew White, like, is an incredible scorer and shooter, but he needs somebody to put him in spots to succeed. You know, Malachi Richardson, you know, last year in the G League, this is not in the G League bubble, I believe. He shot like, not an exaggeration, 87% from corner threes. Like, but you need a guy to get Malachi those shots. And these are going to be those guys where, you know, they might score 20 points a game, or they might, you know, finish with 20 assists combined, because we have so many different weapons, and excited for them to take us there.
I want to get a little insight on the tournament itself and the structuring of everything. I know one thing that fans look forward to every year is the possibility that it does come to Syracuse. And you mentioned how you'd love to see it in the Carrier Dome next year. But why wasn't it Syracuse one of the regional sites this year? Because they draw so well. The fans always show out. Were you given any explanation as to why Syracuse was not one of the regional sites?
You know, there were definitely conversations about it. You know, to be honest, it was a combination of COVID in New York and not, you know, having a clear picture of what that would look like, you know, because this is being planned months and months and months in advance. You know, things are good now. I mean, Yankee Stadium, I believe, is at 100%, and everything's really at 100%.
Right.
Unless I'm wrong on that sporting wise, but you didn't know that even 3 months ago. You know, I went to a Yankee game in April, and I think it was 10, maybe I could be speaking out of turn. I think it was like 10% then, you know? So,
yeah.
10% meaning capacity. So that was part of it, as well as, you know, the tournament really wanted to be on campus, you know, in campus arenas. We were in OCC, which was great 2 years ago, but they really wanted to be in the dome, and the dome is, I think, really on the 1 yard line or so of, you know, finishing up what they've got to get done to make, to be ready for football season. So it just felt like, unfortunately, the time wasn't right, but I know that it's right at the top of, my wish list and the tournament's wish list for next summer.
Quick break to tell you about the best protein bar on the market. You know it. It is Built Bar. And guess what? Right now, they've got a limited time flavor. That's right. You got to get in on it this week only. It is the Built Grasshopper Cookie flavor. And this one is just like your classic thin mint cookie, but packed into a Built Bar. 150 calories, 17 grams of protein, and only 5 grams of sugar. There are so many great flavors of Built Bar out there, but this one in particular, you got to get on now. So get in. Maybe pack it into a mix box as well. There are a number of fantastic Built Bar flavors. My favorite, of course, is the peanut butter brownie. You've heard me talk about that Built Bar on the show all the time. Use Built Bar to train like the pros, because Built Bar is now the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team. Go to built.com, use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 15% off your order. Again, that's LOCKEDON for 15% off at built.com. And then I know every single year, and again, Peoria, Illinois, a little bit different than when you guys are in New York City and Brooklyn or whatever, but do you have any sort of fan events planned? Because it feels like, I mean, there was the NCAA tournament for 3 games, but there really hasn't been these large Syracuse fan get-togethers since the NCAA tournament. Do you guys have anything planned for fans that do end up showing up in Peoria?
It's a great point. Anybody who comes to Peoria, I'll buy you a slice of pizza or whatever the Peoria delicacy is. I'll buy you that. Definitely trying to get a good amount of people out there. And I know it's a tricky area, but, you know, not too far from Chicago and some other places. Nothing planned in the works yet. We definitely have a couple things cooked up that we'll do in the Syracuse area when we're there for training camp next week, you know, we'll kind of throw out there if people can't make it to Peoria. It's understood that it's not like Miami or New York City or something. Shoot, I might be like, I sound like Jim Boeheim crapping on Greensboro.
I'll tell you what, it's Greensboro looks like Miami or New York City compared to Peoria.
So nothing in the works yet, but hopeful to, you know, we can get as many people there as possible.
All right, Kevin, really appreciate all your time. Best of luck. Fun every year talking with you, and we're looking forward to watching you guys in a couple weeks now.
Thank you, fellas. Go Orange as always, and everybody subscribe to the pod, and I look forward to continuing to listen through Bam's Army and hopefully an optimistic football season to come.
Your check is in the mail. Thank you very much. Always fun talking with Kevin. Every single year we do it around this time, getting ready for Boeheim's Army. Remember, that was one of the first sporting events back last year, the TBT. And after having the NCAA and the remainder of the ACC tournament, it felt like you had some Syracuse games left on the table still. You knew they were going to play Louisville, but then you got to see Boeheim's Army. I'm not going to say that made up for it, but it was a nice little consolation prize, and hopefully this is the year. I mean, they have a really, really strong team this year. You heard us talk about it with Kevin, and we're hopefully going to have some of the players on along the way as well. So be sure to be subscribed so you're going to get all of that information. Also follow us on Twitter, and you might even get one of your questions featured on the show. We always, whenever we have guests, we always tweet out that we are having said guest on. And if you want to ask a question, tweet it at us, and we will make sure to pass that along to the guests. So be sure to have us followed on Twitter. You'll get all of that stuff, as well as some other fun Orange content throughout the summer. We're the only Syracuse podcast with you all 5 weekdays. So be sure to hit that subscribe button as well. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to get a little bit into the non-conference schedule for Syracuse. A new opponent, another NCAA tournament team from a year ago, added onto the docket for the Orange. It is Colgate. We're going to talk all things Raiders on tomorrow's show. Well, not all things Raiders. We're going to talk about the schedule at large, really, because it's starting to shape out, and there's only a few more games that have yet to be disclosed. And then, of course, we're going to get the ACC slate at some point. But Tim and I actually have, based on our preliminary text conversations, Tim and I have very different feelings about Syracuse versus Colgate and that matchup and how it's all going to set up. So we'll dive into that. You might get a little first take style stuff tomorrow on the show. So be sure to hit that subscribe button. That way we're in your podcast feed first thing every single morning. So hope you enjoyed this conversation with Kevin Belby. There should be plenty more Boeheim's Army conversation as well along the way. For Tim, I'm Tyler. We thank Kevin for joining us on today's show, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow.